the regimens of FOLFOX bevacizumab based upon U.S. and European data, BRIGHT registry in the U.S., First Beat in Europe, appear to have patients out of all comers able to go to resection in the 5 to 10% range. And of those, the resections tend to be 80-plus percent R0, that is no disease left behind, microscopic or macroscopic, which really is the group with true curative intent. If you look at the cetuximab data, which was available and talked about a bit earlier, then you have FOLFIRI's cetuximab, and the downstaging rates actually look very similar to what I just described, sort of in the 5% to 10% range. The R0 percentage is in the sort of 60 to 70% range, which is basically the same. And what all this means is that active first-line chemotherapy will downstage some patients. I do not think the available data allow us to make any inference related to which chemotherapy regimen or drugs is better at downstaging patients. And I think clinicians should simply pick what they consider to be otherwise their most active or preferred chemotherapy regimen. I think the discussion is the same, particularly if you take only RAS wild-type patients. Again, the anti-EGFR therapy cetuximab will look better there. But even if you compare apples to apples, that is irinotecan-based first-line therapy, RAS wild-type, the data around response rate for Krystal is a response rate of 59%, and for IFL bevacizumab is 60%. And I think if the response rates are overall the same, the chance of one being markedly better than the other for downstaging is highly unlikely. And again, for me, in the current year, leads to the conclusion that you should simply use what you consider to be your most active and preferred first-line therapy.
What is that for you?
For me, I think it's barring specific contraindications for the average patient is probably a FOLFOX or Zelox plus bevacizumab. And I think bevacizumab at least has currently more data sets suggesting benefit, including survival benefit. So in aggregate, I think that's still probably a preferred regimen. I think for patients who are not appropriate for a VEGF inhibitor, such as those with some cardiac issues, but otherwise good performance status, I think cetuximab in the first-line setting may make sense for those patients.